99.7 and 1450 WHTC now presents the Hope Sports Report for this Tuesday, January 17th. Alan Babbitt joins us as he does weekday mornings during the Hope Athletics year. And no, Alan, this segment is not going to be all wet, but we're going to talk about things that are wet, shall we say?
Absolutely, in the pool, and it's been an amazing season so far for both Hope College women's and men's swimming and diving teams, ranked both in the top 20 nationally, with the Flying Dutch knocking on the door of the top 10 women's programs in all of Division III. And to do that, you need to have some really exceptional performers, whether it's swimming or diving, and both teams certainly have that. Combined 17 different events, the Flying Dutch and Flying Dutch are ranked in the top 20 nationally, and that's led by the women, number 12 in the nation as a team, and 11 top 20 performances, including four relays, and then several individuals. Sarah Krause leads the, and Laura Wasiniak lead the charge with three top 20 rankings apiece. Sarah is third nationally in the 100 backstroke, fifth nationally in the 200 IM. She's also eighth in the 200 backstroke. Just amazing swims there. Laura Wasiniak, she is seventh in the 200 free, 12th in the 50 free, and 14th in the 100 free. And so amazing run for her as well. Greta Goodley joins Sarah Krause in the 200 IM, and she is ranked 11th in that event. And on the men's side, led by Ben Canton, the Holland Christian product, he is ranked 15th and 16th, respectively, in the 50 and 100 butterfly. The Flying Dutchmen are also ranked in the top 20 in four different relays, and those are really key in order to, those relays rack up a lot of points. We're getting in the month of January. The season starts to come into focus. We're just a little over a month away from the MIAA championships, and really the best, everyone kind of zeroes on that in order to try to peak to get the top times to not only hopefully repeat for both as league champions, but also an opportunity to improve their positioning for the national championships and the qualifying for there. Both swim teams will be back in action this Friday at the Collin Aquatic Center. It's the final home dual meet of the season for the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman, as they will host Kalamazoo College and Olivet College beginning at 6 p.m. Just a handful of meets left, three dual meets left for the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman after this, January 21 on this Saturday. They'll travel down to the University of Chicago for a dual meet there, and then on next week from Friday, they will travel to Calvin University. A little interesting matchup heading into the MIAA championships will be February 15th through the 18th at Calvin. Again, Flying Dutch at the Holland Clark Center last week won both the men's and women's championships. A great run there. Looking to continue that this season. Hope College basketball teams continue practice this afternoon, and they will get ready for tomorrow's doubleheader at DeVos Fieldhouse. Flying Dutch looking to bounce back after that loss to Albion. That's a 6 p.m. tip at DeVos, and then immediately after that, about 8 o'clock, Flying Dutchman will take on Adrian College. Flying Dutchman looking to build on that big win at Albion. You know, lost and kind of obviously the tough loss to Albion for the women on Saturday. You kind of lose perspective, and but just an amazing run for the Flying Dutch lately under head coach Brian Morehouse. That was the first time since 2017 the Flying Dutch had lost to an opponent in the MIAA other than Trine. During that time, 88-6 for the Flying Dutch, and 11-6 against Trine. So 77 consecutive MIAA victories. Just an amazing run. It's going to happen every once in a while at sport, but just shows you how good the Flying Dutch have been, and they're going to be really hungry to rebound, I anticipate, this Wednesday at DeVos Fieldhouse. And, of course, you watch both games on the Hope Athletics YouTube channel if you can't make it to campus, or you can listen to the women right here on 99.7 FM and 1450 WHTC. Pregame show starts at 5:30, and then switch over to the van, 92.7 The Van, for the men's game. That pregame show roughly begin about 7:30, or is shortly after the women's game is done.
Alan, as always, thank you very much. Hopefully Dan will be well enough to chat with you again tomorrow. And as they say, as you like to say at the end, go Hope.
Go Hope. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much. Alan Babbitt, the Hope Sports Report on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.